AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Senate Democrats are holding a test vote to move forward with legislation designed to protect women's access to contraception. New Hampshire Democrat Jean Shaheen says the right to contraceptives was treated similar to the right to have an abortion.
The Supreme Court's never going to overturn that. We've already heard the justices say that's settled law. Well, we saw what happened in the Dobbs decision.
South Dakota Republican John Thune calls it a show vote.
These votes have nothing to do with legislating and everything to do with boosting Democrats' electoral chances, he hopes, in this fall's elections.
An appeals court halted the Georgia election interference case against former President Donald Trump and others while it reviews the lower court judge's ruling allowing Fulton County DA Fani Willis to remain on the case. In Moscow, Russian President Vladimir Putin is warning Germany use of its weapons by Ukraine to strike targets in Russia will mark a dangerous step. A source tells the AP Ukraine has used U.S. weapons to strike inside Russia in recent days. Putin also said nothing will change in terms of Russia-U.S. relations, regardless of whether Joe Biden or Donald Trump wins the presidential election in November. Boeing launched astronauts for the first time today, belatedly joining SpaceX as a second taxi service for NASA. NASA's Bill Nelson says two test pilots blasted off aboard Boeing's Starliner capsule for the International Space Station.
I want to give my personal congratulations to the whole team that went through a lot of trial and tribulation, but they had perseverance. And that's what we do at NASA.
More records today on Wall Street. Stocks finished higher, the Dow up 96 points. This is AP News. Life as a teenager is not easy, and there are families that are trying to navigate adolescence offline. No social media. The AP's Jocelyn Gecker spoke to some of those families.
One of the benefits is that there are pretty much no screen time battles in these homes. The kids are avid readers. When they're bored, they pull out books, they pull out drawing pads. The families have dinner together.
But some kids without social media don't feel connected.
One of the girls described herself as an outsider because she isn't always aware of what everyone's talking about. She's missing out on the viral jokes that's making everyone laugh from TikTok videos.
And studies show kids who use social media for more than 3 hours a day face double the risk of depression and anxiety. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.